Good morning. It's Wednesday, July 15th, and this is Mamoun Azim with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know, U.S. immigration authorities are changing tactics after two deadly incidents. Immigration and Customs Enforcement has ordered agents to temporarily halt most vehicle stops nationwide following fatal shootings during enforcement operations in Texas and Maine. The pause will remain in place, except for cases involving serious criminal suspects, while agency leaders review procedures. White House Border Advisor Tom Homan said deportations will continue and described the move as a short-term operational review rather than a policy change. The shootings have triggered protests, investigations, and renewed criticism over ICE's use of force. Officials say the review is intended to improve officer safety, while lawmakers and advocacy groups continue calling for greater accountability. Another news. The long-running debate over changing the clocks has moved a step closer to resolution. The U.S. House of Representatives has passed the Sunshine Protection Act, a bipartisan bill that would make daylight saving time permanent and eliminate the twice-yearly clock changes. The measure now heads to the Senate, where similar legislation is already under consideration. Supporters, including President Donald Trump and Representative Vern Buchanan, argue the current system disrupts daily life without meaningful benefits. Opponents warn permanent daylight saving time could create darker winter mornings, affecting road safety and sleep patterns. If approved by the Senate and signed into law, the change would permanently reshape how Americans keep time. Around the world, fighting between the United States and Iran is escalating again. President Donald Trump has reinstated a naval blockade of Iranian ports, while warning that U.S. forces could target Iran's power plants and bridges if negotiations do not resume. American forces also launched new strikes against military sites linked to attacks on shipping near the Strait of Hormuz. Iran responded with drone and missile attacks, targeting U.S. positions, and reiterated that it would not negotiate under military pressure. Oil prices have climbed to their highest levels in weeks as concerns grow over global energy supplies. The renewed confrontation is raising fresh doubts about whether last month's fragile truce can survive. Another news. Firefighters are making progress against a massive wildfire threatening one of France's most historic landmarks. Crews continue battling blazes in the Fontainebleau forest near Paris after flames scorched more than 2,000 hectares and forced hundreds of evacuations. French authorities have arrested two teenagers suspected of starting separate fires. Prosecutors say one, a volunteer firefighter, admitted using gasoline and a lighter to ignite vegetation, while another confessed to accidentally starting a blaze by discarding a cigarette. Interior Minister Laurent Nunez warned France could face a record wildfire season as drought and repeated heat waves fuel dangerous conditions. Investigators are continuing to examine dozens of suspected arson cases across the country. Another news. China's economy has lost momentum, missing government growth expectations. Official figures show the world's second largest economy expanded by 4.3% in the second quarter, down from 5% in the previous quarter, and below Beijing's annual target range. Officials pointed to weak domestic demand, ongoing property market challenges, and uncertainty linked to global tensions, including the conflict affecting energy markets. At the same time, exports remained a bright spot, driven by strong demand for semiconductors used in artificial intelligence and record overseas sales of Chinese electric vehicles. Economists will now be watching closely to see whether Beijing introduces additional measures to support growth during the second half of the year. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.